Today's hits, yesterday's favorite, CKDR. Good morning. I'm Richard McCarthy. Joining me in studio now is a team president of the SIJHL Dryden GM Ice Dogs, Mike Svensson. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Richard. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in, and some exciting news to share with our listeners this morning about what the Dryden GM Ice Dogs are up to. Before we get to that, I want to touch on the early part of the season for the Ice Dogs. You as president, I know you don't get to see all of the games all of the time, but what's the team looking like for 23-24?
Well, so far so good. We're 6 wins, 1 loss. We have 2 against Kenora this weekend and presently sit in first place. So, I mean, that's about all we could ask for at this stage of the season. It's been a successful off-season recruitment job by our coaching GM staff. You know, we've been better every week, I think, as you look at the team on the ice. Off the ice, things are going very well. Excellent volunteer staff, really great group of people to work with. And, you know, I don't have much to complain about at this stage of the game.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
The longest surviving, so to speak, franchise in the SIJHL. How many years now?
This is 23, 24 going on, yeah.
Wow, that is fantastic. And that leads us into what is happening for the Dryden GM Ice Dogs organization, the team, and the citizens of Dryden and surrounding area. Tell us what's going on, Mike.
One thing we identified this year that we've touched on a few times in the past and never successfully really put into action is the task of making an actual history of the club. So I had a contact with an individual who actually is a professional historian, a sports PhD named Jordan Goldstein, who is going to undertake the task of being our historian and putting together the history of the club from inception till present and give us something, an actual book that we can look at and use for the last 20, 25 years, as well as give us the digital history of the club that we can build on ourselves moving forward.
So a lot of catch up to do, 23 years in existence already. What's the process? And how can we help? How can listeners get involved?
The big thing is the actual interview process. There's 2 factors we're working with. One is the collection of the memorabilia, of the things that keepsakes people may have from the team over the last 20-ish years. And the other one is the interviews. So Dr. Goldstein is conducting those interviews. We're giving him a list the best we can, and we're asking these interviewees to provide names of other individuals who may have something to say about the historic portion of the team. So a lot of those have been done by Zoom, but now he's coming to Dryden this weekend to physically do interviews with people at the arena over our weekend set against Kenora.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So after the interviews are complete this weekend, what's the next step?
So this weekend's going to have 2 tasks. One is to complete some interviews. The other one is to make some contacts with other people for potential Zoom interviews down the road. So a lot of the initial work at getting the interview set up was not successful, but it's a cold call in some ways when somebody is calling you up and asking you to do this interview. So now we're going to put a face to a name and introduce Jordan to the community and hopefully set up more interviews by Zoom in the coming weeks and months, which would be the final stages of the project.
I was just going to ask, do you have a timeline on when this might all be completed and we can say, wow, look, here's the book, here's where we can find it online?
Yeah, I think worst case scenario by the end of this hockey season, best case scenario a little sooner than that. We don't want to rush it. We'll make sure we get it right and don't miss anything and kind of bridge the gap between the people currently working for the club and the people that were there on day one, everyone in between. There's stories to tell and we want to do a service to the job, right? We want to do it right.
Documenting the history of the SIJHL Dryden GM Ice Dogs, well over 20 years in existence. My guest this morning, team president of the SIJHL Dryden GM Ice Dogs, Mike Svensson. Mike, anything else before we let you go?
Well, this weekend is also our parents' weekend, so we're expecting a really good turnout at the arena. It's turning into one of our signature events. It's this homecoming of sorts where we invite the parents of the current players and we celebrate them and the billet community and all the effort that it takes from the grassroots level of letting these kids come across Canada to come and play here in Dryden and what it takes to make that happen. So we're expecting great crowds at the rink and encourage everybody to come out and be a part of that.
Mike, thanks for taking the time to come in today and to let us know about what's happening with the Dryden GM Ice Dogs. And yes, the sport historian coming to Dryden to make sure that we will remember the Dryden GM Ice Dogs for decades to come.
Thank you, sir.